Certainly very proud to be here today. Always proud to be able to get up and give a lesson, to be able to preach God's word. Always proud to be able to get up and lead songs, even though I know I'm not a good singer, but it's a blessing and an honor to be able to do that. And so I thank you, Coyne, for that. Charles, I thank you this morning for taking the lesson this morning, because it was really wonderful, and it's all scriptural. So today I want to do something different than I ever have before. What I did was I took scripture out of the Word, out of the Bible, and wrote it down and just kind of put it in a form of its own. And I usually have you what you can follow through so you can find it and look up the scriptures. But I have over 100 scriptures here for y'all, and it would be very difficult for you to trace it and be able to look at it. But it's all from the Bible. So when I get through talking here in a minute and start reading, this is scripture from God's Word, not from Russell's mouth. And it's strictly scripture, and that's what the lesson will be today. So before we begin with this, let's go to our Father in prayer, and then we'll start the lesson right after it. Would you pray with me? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In your name we pray. Amen. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come." Let him who hears say, "Come." Whoever is thirsty, let him come. And whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of life. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy in this book. Therefore, my brothers, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. Through him, everyone who believes is justified from everything. I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. This is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His good purpose. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, in this your spiritual act of worship. Think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards, but God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. For it is by grace you've been saved through faith. And this, not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. With this in mind, we constantly pray for you that our God may count you worthy of His calling, and that by His power He may fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by your faith. Here's a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for His sake. We ought always to thank God for you, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more. The love every one of you has for each other is increasing. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And He died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for Him who died for them and was raised again. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness. I delight in insults and in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to His good purpose. We proclaim Him, admonishing and teaching everyone with wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Then Jesus said, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Watch out that you do not lose what you have worked for, but that you may be rewarded fully. Do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. Anyone who does what is good is from God. Anyone who does what is evil has not seen God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. The Lord works out everything for his own ends, even the wicked, for a day of disaster. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil. We must obey God rather than men. There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. All a man's ways seem innocent to him, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Do not be afraid of those who can kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both body and soul. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes will not be hurt at all by the second death. But the cowardly, the unbeliever, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. For this reason, Christ is the mediator of the new covenant, that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance now. Now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from their sins committed under the first covenant. Jesus prayed, "Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." Jesus again says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." He also said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. If you love me, you will obey what I command. Go into the world and preach the good news to all creation. For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Join with others in following my example, brothers, and take note of those who live according to the pattern we gave you. Never tire of doing what is right. Do everything without complaining or arguing. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you. His divine power has given us everything we need for a life of godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened by a yoke of slavery. Be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and to worldly passions, and to live self-controlled and upright and godly lives in this present age. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with your soul and with all your mind. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Finally, brothers, pray that the message of the Lord may spread rapidly and honored, just as it was with you. Therefore, dear friends, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. If you need anything, come forward as we stand and sing the song of invitation.